SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The parents of a Michigan school shooter have each been sentenced now to at least 10 years in prison for failing to take steps that could have prevented the killing of four students. Jennifer and James Crumbly are the parents, first parents to be convicted in a U.S. mass school shooting. Plans are being made now and they're starting to take shape for the Republican Party's national convention this summer in Milwaukee.
Hundreds of news media personnel gathered here in Milwaukee for the latest convention update and to finalize technical plans and logistics for the four-day event in mid-July. Organizers said major contracts are in place, including for hotels and transportation. City officials and business owners are hoping for a major economic boost from the GOP convention, which is expected to formally nominate Donald Trump and will take place in fewer than 100 days. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Also at SRNnews.com, Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the collapse of the Key Bridge in Maryland took an emotional toll on not just Baltimore, but the entire state.
About 2 weeks ago, a part of our soul fell into the Patapsco River, a part of our landscape, and a part of what makes Baltimore, Maryland so special.
Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin.
And we intend to introduce legislation very soon, coordinated through our delegation, that will clarify that in regards to the federal participation by the state, that this will be 100% federal funds in regards to the costs related to the destruction and replacement of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Still, that could be an uphill battle. The bill certain to face opposition. Many lawmakers say Uncle Sam simply cannot afford to tackle every project that comes along. This is SRN News. Congress getting a letter.
It comes from more than 100 religious freedom activists, and they're calling on lawmakers to pass a resolution addressing the decline of religious liberty around the globe. The signatories want the U.S. to make freedom of conscience, quote, an utmost priority in foreign policy, holding violators accountable using all diplomatic tools. In fact, such a resolution is already under consideration in the Senate, but it lacks momentum. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Nebraska bill that would have barred males from competing against females in sports has failed. The measure, which also would have kept boys out of girls' bathrooms and the locker rooms, was defeated by a Democratic filibuster. Nebraska Republicans say they'll try again next year. At least 24 states around the country have laws that bar males from joining female sports teams. This is SRN News. Well, the Russian city of Orenburg bracing for widespread flooding as rivers swell across regions bordering Kazakhstan.
The words of one Russian regional governor said it all. Praise God and flee from your homes. Vadim Shumkov was speaking as the city of Kurgan became the latest to come under threat from flooding. Orsk to the southwest is already underwater, while across the border in Kazakhstan, five regions are in a state of emergency. Early snowmelt in Siberia and the Ural Mountains has been blamed, but angry protesters in Orsk complained that local officials hadn't done enough to help. Russia's Ministry of Emergency says it's now on high alert.
BBC correspondent Paul Moss. School officials say a few windows were broken, but otherwise everything was fine during UConn men's basketball championship parties that proved to be mostly peaceful after the game. More details at SRNnews.com.